label that was concerned with artists such as Coltrane and Rollins and Miles.
Impulse.
Their A&R people were extremely bright and knowledgeable, and they, I gather, persuaded the lawyers and accountants who ran the company to record these people. So right behind ESP, Impulse picked up on our artists. They used us, I guess, as a farm team to show that the music had some viability, some perhaps some importance in the commercial area. And so we had the in a sense, it was good because they gave promotion and publicity and recognition to the artists that we, in a manner that we couldn't do. We were just too small, undercapitalized.
Right. But I guess at the same time, you in a sense, also must have given birth to the smaller, similar labels that came after you, like the work of Nessa and Del Mark in Chicago, went a ways towards documenting a lot of the new music in Chicago after.
Del Mark did a splendid job. Het Hoed, or Het Art, in Switzerland. There, of course, was Enja and ICM and a number of labels, mostly not in our country, abroad, that sprang up and essentially followed the same course, same philosophy, I believe, to a large extent. Yeah, now there must be hundreds of labels offering the artists that level of freedom.